Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I got off the riverboat in New Orleans in the spring of 82. I walked into a gambling house, as gamblers often do. I had myself a drink and I joined in a poker game. The dealer was a woman, so I asked her for her name.
We are back live, broadcasting worldwide.
She smiled at me.
All right, here's what I'm going to do.
But a hush fell over the place.
Next segment, I'm going to hit the most incredible information.
Slap my face.
And just tie it into everything that's unfolding right now. But I want to make an announcement right now. We're going to have live coverage until late in the evening tomorrow night with Jesse James, a good friend of mine, and a lot of other folks here, Owen Schroyer, Deanna Lorraine, you name it. Please spread the word about the broadcast. That's how we reach new people. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, ElectionNight.News is a URL they're not censoring yet. So you're able to get it out to people. Please, that's the link to share. So you're not sharing an evil, controversial link. The censors don't block it. It gets through. Tell folks, though, here's the forbidden information. And then on Tuesday, we're going to go live through the night. They're going to contest the election, I believe. They've already said they are. I think that's a no-brainer. We'll be here covering it live with a raft of amazing guests, your calls, and so much more. So please join us. And I'd invited myself on the Joe Rogan election. I said, you doing election? He goes, yeah, how do you know I'm doing it? I'm like, well, I'd like to come. He goes, okay, sure. And then I began to realize that I already had my own crew, all of our own guests, and I'm supposed to host this. And then I saw them demonizing Joe and all the rest of it. He's like, yeah, sure, we'll keep doing it. I'm like, you know what? We got a lot of other stuff planned. Joe and I already have some big stuff planned. You'll see in the next few weeks. I said, let's just wait till then. He said, well, that's a rock and roll decision. Let's just do it that way because you did kind of invite yourself. And I said, yeah, I'm just going to do my own thing. So that's that. I will not be co-hosting the election coverage with Joe Rogan and the amazing Tim Dillon. Speaking of Tim Dillon, he just dropped a new podcast today. I watched it out the pool with my children. Here it is. We'll come back with the big news. Stay with us.
Is everyone ready for Election Day? It's Election Day in America. Board up the stores and get a gun. Board up the stores and get a gun. It's a healthy democracy. We've boarded up all the stores. All the glass that can be smashed is now behind wood. That's how you know we're doing good. Walmart has stopped selling guns and ammunition, but they're still selling liquor. Just booze it up, Trump or Biden. Booze it up, hot SpaghettiOs. Booze it up. Don't ask about your job. Don't ask about your health insurance. Don't ask why your kids are on drugs. Don't ask about the vaccine. Just put the needle in your ass. Don't question us and we won't have to kill you or mixing so bad that you kill yourself. What a week! I did one of the biggest podcasts ever recorded, and I sat next, love him or hate him, I sat next to one of the most fascinating people ever, Little Zan. And that was such a meaningful event in my life to be part of that podcast. To sit there and do some time with a thinker. I am, of course, being silly. The podcast I'm talking about was the one with Joe Rogan and Alex Jones, maybe one of the best podcasts ever recorded. Mm-hmm. Not because of me, I was funny, but what a great podcast. Of course, love or hate Alex Jones, he's the most entertaining person on the planet. In terms of skill as a broadcaster, it's beyond anything I've ever seen. Up close in person, it's truly amazing. And I had some really good funny moments. And Joe did a great job. Everyone's mad at the fact-checking. It's like, Joe's got to do that because that's what makes a good listening experience. Mm-hmm. Even though some of you are angry at it, and I understand what you're saying. But when Joe's like, let's slow down and look at these things. And Alex ends up getting proven right.
Right.
That's literally what differentiates that podcast from something where you let Alex rant and then the pants say that about this podcast, because we have the receipts. And Joe was like going through every story with him. So that was really interesting.
Two InfoWars.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones. I'm very honored to be here, 35 hours out from the start of the 2020 election. Wow. It's like we're standing at the edge of a cliff. We don't know when we step off that thing whether we got wings or whether we're going to fall. Woo! For whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee. All right. And by the way, weekdays, 8 a.m., David Knight, myself, 11 a.m., Owen Schroeder, 6 p.m., election countdown with myself, Dal Lorraine, Owen, Harrison Smith, and others, 7 to 9 p.m., we're taking your calls. We're covering so much stuff. We love you. Tonight, no calls because I've got 54 minutes left and I need to cover all this information. Okay. Alex Jones here, back live. Thanks for joining us. I'm really trying here to impress on everyone how big this is and how it's so game changing and it's so massive. Because if we don't get this information out, they're never going to end the lockdown. It's a post-industrial world. They want to shut down civilization and starve everybody to death, but use a virus as a cover. And I'm on Joe Rogan's podcast, and I see all these other podcasts, and I have, like, army generals ask me, you know, on the telephone, well, Jones, you know, why do they want to kill everybody? And I'm like, why the hell did Hitler want to do that? You keep asking me, this is what Davos and the Club of Rome and Bill Gates have said over and over and over again. And just because you're not a psychotic maniac doesn't mean they aren't. So I get the messenger comes on air and tells you all this and it sounds insane, and so I must be a bad guy. I have gone a little insane knowing all this information. Again, I was a little kid growing up hearing all this from family who were informed people involved in a lot of stuff. And I just thought, that's family. You're growing up around that as a kid. And, you know, you go to a family reunion. It's like the Legion of Doom reunion. And you just think, oh, that's just, you know, who my family is, a bunch of military people and stuff. And then you grow up later and you realize that's not like other people's families. And then you go to college and you hear how much America sucks all day and how bad you are. And you go, my God, that's everything they were telling me. And, you know, my family, some of them worked in different agencies and things. They weren't telling me the agencies were good. They weren't telling me the CIA was good. They weren't telling, no, they were telling me it was bad. Just like Trump tells you, the average FBI is great, people on top are bad. Average CIA is good people, people on top are bad. Because the globalists have seized control of this country. And so when I lay this information out, ladies and gentlemen, it's not to scare you. It's to get you to take action. Now, what did I cover just last hour. Play the clip again. Trump, in a speech in Pennsylvania, another one in Michigan, he made similar statements. This is Waterford Township, Michigan, this one. That they're making money off people that die of COVID and they're mislabeling it. That's a fact. They said there's all these full hospitals. People went to them all over the country, and there was no one there except every once in a while they see a live on the news. Look, there's big lines. They'd go there. It was nurses and people dressed up in hazmat gear and posing as patients. This is confirmed from Hawaii to Michigan to New York to California to Texas to Brasilia to Rio de Janeiro. It's the medical system's a global cult of its own with big pharma and its own world system. And that's how their world government is coming at us with their great reset. Greg Reese, 7 months ago, 8 months ago in March, put out the Great Reset videos, two of them, about how it's a UN global reset to destroy economies, put us in debt, and kill the third world. And now here's Time Magazine's cover, The Great Reset, a socialist world government collapsing things to build the new world. And the head of the Davos Group says that's what they're building, says that's what they're doing. It's not even my opinion. This is what's happening. So here it is. They come out and they attack Trump for saying the truth, but he's attacking directly what's happening and how they're saying we can never operate. Even though the lockdowns kill 10 times what COVID does, it's a power grab. And now they're announcing all these new big shutdowns in Europe that they're saying are going to be basically permanent. It's a total nightmare situation. And then it comes out that Fauci ran the Wuhan lab when it came out that what he was running at Chapel Hill, North Carolina was illegal. And it's even in the Journal of Science. It's even in Newsweek. And then he sits up there and says it's Trump's fault this happened when he literally works for Bill Gates and Obama and the New World Order and is doing all of this. That's crazy. But see, just like they do with the Biden thing, 2.5 weeks ago, the Biden laptop comes out. All of it's proven. It's confirmed. State police, FBI confirm it. They have all these witnesses on the other end of the emails coming out showing their emails. Finally, ABC News comes out and says it's real. And then they unblock the New York Post and go, we're sorry at Twitter. Oh, mainstream media says it's real now, so it's real. ABC News covered up the Jeffrey Epstein thing. On record, knew he was raping little kids with the Clintons and covered it up. And their own investigative journalist got caught on a hot mic admitting it. So I've set the table for this. It'll take a few more segments to get into it, but let me just go ahead and start showing you this now for TV viewers. And I'm going to ask radio listeners again. You can go research all of this for yourself. It's worse than I'm telling you, okay? In 2008, Dr. Anthony Fauci co-authored a paper about the Spanish flu epidemic that rates as the most devastating modern pandemic. It swept the entire planet in the wake of the First World War and caused millions of deaths. So in studying the major and actual pandemic, what did Dr. Fauci and his colleagues find? They discovered that most of the victims of the Spanish flu did not die from Spanish flu. They died from bacterial pneumonia. Bacterial pneumonia was caused by, wait for it, wearing the mask. Now you can see that on the internet and say, oh, is that real? We went and looked it up. He published that paper 12 years ago. Its parts of it have been republished in a new paper that just came out this week. Let us show you. Here's Colleen Huber, MD. At Colleen Huber, NMD. Dr. Fauci neglected to let the public know he was co-author of a paper that found this. The 1918-1919 pandemic deaths were mostly from bacterial pneumonia. See endnote 17 in the paper. Why did this happen? Hashtag mask. Here is the new paper, Primary Doctor, Medical Journal, November 2020, COVID-19. University of Hong Kong, and it goes through all of them, okay? And it's got Dr. Fauci in it, saying that masks grow pneumonia and cause death, especially in the winter. Now, when I come back, these are from the actual EU and then member nations. Every country, when the masks start getting put on, death rates actually spike back up. just as the papers show. My God. But see, the general sheeple out there, they don't care about helping people. They want to look good to each other and feel like they're heroes. And so they're going to wear their little bacteria diapers and run around. It's coming in and out of them. They're incubating it because bacteria need that saliva to grow in and replicate. So that, say you walk by somebody, they cough, you get a couple bacteria. But if they've got droplets and already it's building, that's a culture, like in a Petri dish. That's what the study says, that's grown, and it's like a chunk of yogurt of deadly bacteria that goes up. So instead of you getting one bacteria, you get 500. And then it's got a chance to get in your lungs and kill you. Because if a couple bacteria get in, your body can deal with it. But not if it's thousands of them, folks. Man, just the devastating weapon system. You know, God built us, or however you believe, we're here on this planet. We're incredibly resilient. But, oh, now we got to wear a mask, and lo and behold, it kills us. They're murdering us with the mask, and they're admitting the whole thing. And it's been hiding in plain view. Oh, my God, these people are so sick. Fauci's authored paper saying don't wear a mask, and now he demands you wear them. What a murderer! What a murderer!
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Midnight, the black sunshine, guess what's going to end up happening to the whole new world order? The Clintons, the Bidens, the Obamas, Soros's, end of the line, Bill Gates has already hit the end of the line. He is so universally reviled and hated that even when he goes on national TV shows, they attack him, even though he's paying to be on CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, on record. And this stuff all hides in plain view. It's end of the line. I got some really bad news for you, though, here in a moment after I hit this really serious news. So, here it is. Oh, Fauci unloads on U.S. COVID response in a candid new interview. You could not possibly be positioned more poorly. So it's 15 days only, so the hospitals had a chance. Was it true? Hospitals were empty. Lie about it. Send COVID patients into old people that didn't have any vitamin D because of no sun to kill them. That's over half your numbers. Never in the lockdown. Be invested in all the major vaccines. Been in government for 45 years at the NIH. Involved in the HIV cover-up. And Dr. Fauci backed controversial Wuhan lab with U.S. dollars for risky coronavirus research. All of that information, mainstream news. But the big one is this, ladies and gentlemen. The major study that republishes the findings in 2008 of Fauci saying that wearing masks during a pandemic or an epidemic actually causes more deaths from viral spread, but also viral infections that then allow bacteria to move into the area because you're wearing a mask and that you get bacterial pneumonia. That's why they say, oh, don't take antibiotics for a viral infection, BS, because it's bacteria that move into the areas damaged by the viruses, damaged by the lesions, and the bacteria can also carry the viruses. So that's why if you think you have it, Z-Pak, antibiotic, zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, and if you catch it early, 100% recovery rate. And remember they said 5% were going to die, then 2%, then 1%, then 0.5%, and now the new numbers are 0.000000 something. It's not even 0.1%, ladies and gentlemen, that get this that die. Is it man-made? Absolutely. To have incredible gain of function, to spread so everyone gets it, so everyone suspects, so everyone's bad for the global lockdown and for the coming vaccine. And again, if you don't have vitamin D, vitamin C, and the rest of these essential nutrients, any virus will kill you. That's how you'll have malnourished people in Africa dying in mass, but those that are well-nourished don't even get sick because you're healthy. You know, I grew up and a couple summers was sent to work for a large animal vet. And all the big champion cows and all the big high-quality beef herds. They gave them range cubes that had vitamins in them, and they gave them other vitamins and other cookies and treats that had vitamins in them, and they never really got sick, and they were big and fat and healthy and had all this great fur. You go to some little farm or ranch to take care of their cows that didn't do that, was only grass-fed, they'd have patches on them, they'd be sick. They were hamburger meat, not steak meat. Those are hamburger cows where you got a bunch of cows that you don't really tend to. But you want healthy, you want long-lived, you want not getting sick, they give those cows all the essential vitamins and nutrients every day in their feed. But they try to tell you, you don't need vitamins and minerals. You don't need any of that. These people are sick. Everybody knows vitamins and minerals work. But getting back to this, Primary Doctor, Medical Journal, November 2020, cites in the Medical Journal, in note 17, Fauci's report in 2008, and he's put out recent information as well, and lays it all out right here. So I'm going to say that again and let that sink in, because I've got hundreds of articles to cover here. I've got all these big stories to cover. I've got all this amazing information to get to, but do you understand what I'm saying? It is in mainline medical journals with dozens and dozens of citations from other major medical journals going back 100 years, 80 years, 50 years, 40 years, 12 years, and this week. And you can go to the Primary Doctor Medical Journal, COVID-19, November 2020, and read all of it linked right there, Anthony S. Fauci. There it is on screen. Predominant role of bacterial pneumonia as cause of death in pandemic influenza. Implications for pandemic influenza preparedness. Look at that. That's Anthony Fauci 12 years ago in a peer-reviewed study for the NIH and DOI and the Journal of Infectious Diseases telling you that they went back to the studies and the reports at the time and that the majority of the death was caused by the mask. The majority of the death was caused by the mask. The majority of the death was caused by the mask. But you try to walk up to some yuppie, and you try to give them this at the park. They'll out there with their dog, 100 yards from by. They're wearing their mask. They're looking at you. They're superheroes. They're out there. You try to walk over and tell them, hey, that mask is going to give you viral pneumonia. And that mask lets bacteria and viruses that grow in bacteria breed into colonies in a culture like a petri dish and then launch off like little spores into your lungs. You don't want to hear it. They already decided, I'm a hero, I believe CNN, I believe ABC News, I believe MSNBC, I'm going to wear it forever. And now Bill Gates has come out and said, it's 10 years, and the UN says forever, and the lockdowns have started again in Europe. And people are going crazy, their businesses are collapsing, millions have already starved to death in Africa. I was out in the park a month ago with a drone flying around the loudspeaker going, in Africa, 2 million have starved to death. Here's the UN numbers. And these white women were going, F you, F you, F you. And I walked over and I went, hey, I'm just trying to help. Can I show you on my smartphone? The UN head of the food group admits it's happening. They said, I've got mace, get back, racist. And they were just F you, F you, F you. And then they uploaded to Twitter. They're just like, everyone's like, F him, F him, F him, F him, F him, F him. I'm like, please, it's killing the Africans. They're like, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you. And it's just like, because they actually like it because they're not conscious. They're controlled by the spirit of this thing. They're like robot demons. They want to submit to the system. They want to be abused. They want to take us with them to hell. I'm not going to let them, and you shouldn't either.
There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So, the prominent role of bacteria pneumonia as a cause of death and pandemic influenza, implications for pandemic influenza preparedness, they go on to find in the Anthony S. Fauci report, 2008, and now in the new report, that masks were the main vector causing the death from pneumonia, not from the Spanish flu, but from bacteria. Now, that's what all the other studies show, too, that masks are dirty, they're bad, they lower your carbon dioxide level, but it's a symbol of fear and a symbol you're in the cult and a symbol you're in submission. Now, let's look at the facts, though. Totally separately, I went and I pulled up graphics for the current numbers, and I checked these are accurate, of the EU and the respective countries and the UK and the US. For TV viewers, you'll be able to see this, radio listeners, again. We're live on air right now at 5:34 Central. Within an hour of the show being over, this will be archived up there at band.video and electionnight.news. I suggest you go get this and share it, because this is life-saving information. Let's look at Italy. It's got Italy COVID-19 cases. As soon as they require mask, number of cases and deaths skyrockets. Got a bad bacteria going around, say it's a virus. Now we're figuring out how the scam works. UK COVID-19 cases, mask are required. Suddenly new cases skyrocket. COVID-19 deaths per million, though. New York versus Sweden versus Texas. Sweden, no mask, goes down to now zero deaths per month. New York has them. It flatlines out because they wanted to politically declare victory. They still have cases. They just lie and say they don't. But look at Texas. Texas requires masks. Boom, numbers actually go back up. This is so sick. This is so evil. Oh, but look on every metric. Flu and pneumonia deaths since 1990 compared to 2020. Now suddenly they're cut by, on average, 70% what they were in, say, the year 2000 or 1999 or 2010. Look at this. And they now know they don't count flu deaths and pneumonia now, they call them, just like President Trump said, COVID, because they get $12,000 plus dollars to say you've got COVID, $39,000, almost $40,000, it's like $50,000 change to then put a tube down your throat. And then I guess Trump's right in his speech. We'll play it again in a moment. He said, oh, and then they get $2,000 to say you died. I looked that up. It's true. I didn't even know you died. $2,000 to say you died of it in the damn facility. That's $53,000 plus. Again, you can hire top hitmen to kill people for $50,000. This is a death operation. Look at this. Totals in Sweden. Never wore masks. Never did lockdowns. Lowest in Europe. No deaths now. Look at that. Daily new deaths in Sweden. As of October and now November, zero, 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 zero. European COVID-19 deaths. Boom, going up, baby. But everywhere they wear masks, deaths are going way up. No mask, going way down or almost none. This is powerful. Paul Joseph Watson tweeted these out. If you go to at Prison Planet, that's his Twitter. So that's just some of it. So, Bit Midler says Trump is a dishonorable creature. He's not human, a slug, a parasite, a leech, a con man, a sociopath. After the struggles of doctors and nurses have endured since the pandemic began, which we ourselves have witnessed. Oh, the struggles of them playing TikTok and empty hospitals and nothing going on and then lying about it and staging fake groups of sick people going in. All that's confirmed, remember? And the numbers of dead people that died of something else and then sending real COVID patients in to nursing homes where they had no vitamin D, no sun to kill them to get about half the numbers. Wow. And now Fauci has the nerve, when he knows all this, to blame President Trump. Truly sick. He needs to be prosecuted. He needs to be held accountable. This is part of a global reset to implode the planetary economy, to get us all into debt and to consolidate control. Period. But you don't have to take it lying down. You don't have to go along with the system. You can get the information. You can spread it. You can expose it. The Davos group we showed you 8 months ago said, we're using this to cut carbon. We're using this to get rid of the first world. We're using this to lower living standards. And that's these ultra-rich billionaires saying we consume too much, so they get more, we get poorer. This is insane. There's no way they get away with this. But they believe the corporate media can deliver 1984, 2 plus 2 equals 100. They believe they can get unreality delivered and atomize us and balkanize us to such a point we can't even communicate with each other. We're all in these different camps instead of having a unified field theory and a social contract of who we are, what we stand for, that's based on reality and numbers and common sense. We'll talk about that next segment. That we'll talk about in a moment. David Bowie talked about this 20 years ago and what the internet was actually doing and how they're using it to control us. But here is President Trump.
In Germany, yeah, first of all, they have different ways of counting. You know, in Germany, if you have a bad heart and you're ready to die, or if you have cancer and you're going to be dying soon, and you catch COVID, that happens, we mark it down to COVID. You know, our doctors get more money if somebody dies from COVID. You know that, right? I mean, our doctors are very smart people. So what they do is they say, I'm sorry, but, you know, everybody dies of COVID. But in Germany and other places, if you have a heart attack or if you have cancer, you're terminally ill, you catch COVID, they say you died of cancer. You died of heart attack. With us, when in doubt, choose COVID. It's true. No, it's true.
So they're mad at him about that, but I want to explain something here. They're using this to paralyze us and say, it doesn't matter if millions die because of the lockdown. It doesn't matter if millions starve to death. If we save one life, it's worth it. It's about a power grab. So David Bowie, back in 1999, said something I actually heard Joe Rogan say in 99, that the internet was balkanizing people into small camps, that it would kill television, that it would probably cause a civil war down the road. Joe just tweeted this out today, a couple days ago, but I noticed, I saw Joe about a year after I knew him, in Austin, talk about what David Bowie said at the same time. So I guess great minds think alike. Here is what David Bowie had to say about this.
But what is it specifically about the internet? I mean, anybody can say anything. And it all adds up to what? I mean, it seems to me there's nothing cohesive about it in the way that there was something cohesive about the youth revolution in music.
Oh, but absolutely. And because I think that we, at the time, up until at least the mid-70s, really felt that we were still living under the in the guise of a single and absolute creative society, where there were known truths and known lies, and there was no kind of duplicity or pluralism about the things that we believed in. That started to break down rapidly in the 70s, and the idea of a duality in the way that we live in there are always 2, 3, 4, 5 sides to every question, that the singularity disappeared. And that, I believe, has produced such a medium as the internet, which absolutely establishes and shows us that we are living in total fragmentation. I don't think we've even seen the tip of the iceberg. I think the potential of what the internet is going to do to society, both good and bad, is unimaginable. I think we're actually on the cusp of something exhilarating and terrifying.
It's just a tool, though, isn't it?
No, it's not. No. No, it's an alien life form.
What do you think? I mean, when you think then about
it, is there life on Mars? Yes, it's just landed here.
But that's, it's simply a different delivery system there. You're arguing about something more profound.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about the actual context and the state of content is going to be so different to anything that we can really envisage at the moment, where the interplay between the user and the provider will be so in simpatico. It's going to crush our ideas of what mediums are all about.
Very powerful info. Explain it when we come back.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3 to 5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level, and we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock, and despite that, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
One about David Bowie, he ran with the establishment and the common people and was very smart and quite a film director. And the allegory of the hunger and what the establishment was really into, he was definitely into some dark stuff. But there he is in 1999 saying, we're creating an alien. The internet is an alien. Well, he was dialed in. It's called the Intergalactic Communication System, created by DARPA secretly in the 50s. As an idea deployed in the early 60s. By the 70s, they had it as an operational system, and it was meant to control people and to have us interface with machines in a neural, human, mechanical, electrochemical, fiber optic interface. And what we've noticed is whatever we can envision, we can do. I mean, the Saturn rocket is a design created in the late 40s when Wernher von Braun was being held at a U.S. military base. He drew up the specs himself, and it was better than what the Russians or the United States can make today. So what I'm getting at here is that if they create an artificial creature with a new DNA or RNA sequence that's never been on the planet, that's alien. And if they've already been admittedly splicing humans and animals for 40 years, that's all admitted in the medical literature, those are aliens on our planet. So here he is saying this thing's an alien. All alien means is not of this world, never before here, and not born out of the systems we know. But if you read the book of Enoch, or you read the book of Ezekiel, or the book of Genesis, or you get into the other societies that wrote the exact same type of books there in the Mediterranean area, they tell you the exact same story of this happening before. And so does Plato at Atlantis. And so we're coming to that Atlantean moment of destroying ourselves yet again, ladies and gentlemen, with the mad science class, people like Fauci that don't know where it's going to go, but they just want to develop it and do it because they want to be the best at it. They become the god of destruction. Like Oppenheimer that produced the nuclear weapon, the first atomic bomb. Said, I've become death. The destroyer. So here's again what he had to say. Here it is.
It's just a tool, though, isn't it?
No, it's not. No. No, it's an alien life form.
What do you think? I mean, when you think then about
the future, is there life on Mars? Yes, it's just landed here.
But that's it's simply a different delivery system there. You're arguing about something more profound.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about the actual context and the state of content is going to be so different to anything that we can really envisage at the moment. Where the interplay between the user and the provider will be so insympatico, it's going to crush our ideas of what mediums are all about.
Because there's a sixth sense, there's a electrochemical internet that's been proven in plants and animals and birds and humans is the strongest. Whales is very strong. And we're not just operating off electromagnetic plates, electromagnetic transmissions. We're doing that too. There's other subspace transmissions and above space transmissions and beyond space transmissions and below space transmissions and through space transmissions. And that space-time flow, once we have internet and we're talking to each other, maps can be created that computers don't read. The best AI is 1 trillionth the brain of an ant. I agree with Steve Wozniak, the founder of Apple. He really did the work, not Steve Jobs. They have driverless cars. They don't know when there's a wreck. They don't know when somebody does something crazy. They wreck constantly. They don't work. You say, oh, they'll be better later. It doesn't matter. Why do we let something else replace us? The power of AI is getting us to agree we're over and let it run us like a Chinese emperor. You know, they have the Forbidden City. It's been there for 3,000 plus years. Before that, there was another dynasty down the road had one in China. It's a 5,000-year-old culture, the oldest. And they would tell the royalty, you're too powerful to wipe your own butt. You're too powerful to walk. You're too powerful to feed yourself. You must have long fingernails of gods. And you must bound your feet where you can't walk. Type in a photo of Chinese woman's bound foot. Show people the little deformed little foot where they can't even walk. And the women would do it because they're the elite. It's a class thing. It's cool to wear the mask. It's cool to take the vaccine. It's cool to chop your 6-year-old son's balls off because he wants to be a little girl because the television told him so. First, they give him a vaccine to brain damage him, and now I don't know who he is. They go, oh, you're a little girl. People give him attention. Oh, you put my hair up. Now we're going to chop your balls off. Yeah, show bound feet again. And so behind the Forbidden City where the communists run, show the Forbidden City in Beijing. Guys, pull that up. And they had foot-long fingernails, and they were carried around on litters, and they couldn't even get up to take a crap. So the priest class, the lawyers, the legalists, would send in like 10 attendants to pick up the king or the queen and carry her to a toilet. They would go, oh, your godship. And they would set them down and then wipe their butt. And the French heard about this like 500 years ago, and they said, I need my ass wiped. And then the British heard about it. They did it too. The Queen of England still has someone called, it's usually a duke, the groom of the stool. And now politicians copy it. Trump, hasn't done it, but Bush did it, and Obama did it. Because they don't people look at their crap, what they're eating, what they're doing, drugs or whatever. They look up, the president has his own toilet. And they have a toilet that goes around with them to the hotels, and then the groom of the stool checks that. It's all this religion. And then they go in and they wipe Obama's butt, and they wipe Queen Elizabeth's butt. Oh. I mean, folks, you think I'm joking. This is all real. And why is it important? They take these people that are powerful and a ruling class, and they slowly in the priest class tell them, you can't talk to the public, you can't be involved, you can't talk to people, you've got to be protected, you've got to be walled off. And they're doing that to all of us now in the first world, to wear the mask, the social distance, to all of us. We're being taught to be obsolete so the new robots can be the priest class. They can be the Chinese legalists that come in and run things for us. But they're not doing it because we'll be Chinese emperors for 1,000 years. They're getting ready to make us obsolete so we can't stand up for ourselves, so we're domesticated, so they can get rid of us. And this is my main transmission that you need to know. All right, I'm out of time. I will be back at 11 a.m. Central Time, David Knight, 8 a.m. And all I'm saying is, do you believe like I believe? You know what I know. You dream like I dream, then wage war in information. Take the URL, electionnight.news. That's the URL they're not censoring as of now. It'll be censored soon. And share it. It's band.video. It's where it takes you. All the films, all the documentaries, all the links, all the live shows, all the live election coverage will be on the front page tomorrow. And this epic battle of not just us on air, but you empowering us together, telling everyone about the live feeds, sharing the links. That is what on your email, on your instant message, on your private message, on Facebook, on Twitter, saying, oh, wild stuff happening right now at electionnight.news. Oh, check out all these great guests and what's happening in the inside baseball at electionnight.news, because they're going to contest the election. They're going to implement more censorship to block us when they're claiming Trump loses and he's clearly won. They're counting us not being on air, but we're on air together because you kept us on air. Because you supported us. And then just in closing, today is the last day of triple Patriot points, free shipping, and 50 to 60% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. It is ending tomorrow because so much of this stuff is about to sell out. But we do have the new products back in that have been sold out for months. We do have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that's so good for your immune system, so good for inflammation, such a great antioxidant, 95% curcuminoid, 50% off. Free shipping, triple Patriot points for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. BioTrue Selenium for the mustard seed. So critical to body. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. It's all there. Get your Ultra 12. So good. Highest quality B12. Take it under the tongue. 50% off. Free shipping. And that's what keeps us on the air. And it pisses the globalists off to no end. And you can notice the Lord works in mysterious ways despite all their attacks. And what they've done, we just continue to dominate together because of this great crew and all of our listeners and sponsors and just the local stations and everybody. So thank you all for what you've done. And now is the main push. So all the plugging and all the promotion, all the word of mouth you've done the last year, do it now like your life depends on it. Tell folks in the grocery store. Tell your church. Tell folks at your work. Spread the word about ElectionNight.news, 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 ElectionNight.news. Owen Schroyer for 2 hours, with only 6 minutes of ads an hour, is coming up with Sunday Live.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.